When the Blues last went to the finals in 1970, they had no chance of winning the Cup, and in fact, have yet to win a Stanley Cup Finals game. They've been to the finals three times, but each time they went in those first 3 years, they had no chance. And they're playing iconic teams. They're playing the Montreal Canadiens. Then they're playing the Boston Bruins of Phil Esposito and Bobby Orr. And
how sick are you of that Bobby Orr photo?
That photo's become like maybe the most famous photo in the NHL, in professional hockey. It's a very dramatic photo, but it really wasn't a very dramatic moment. You're not talking about a goal that won the Cup in Game 7. You're talking about a goal that won the Cup in Game 4 and gave the Bruins a sweep. It's a great photo. What I love about it is it kind of captures the frustration of it for the Blues.
Talk to me about the significance of this moment.
I've never really looked at the Blues as this downtrodden, woebegotten franchise. I mean, they've had a ton of postseason excitement, a ton of great players, Hall of Fame players. And it's funny to think that this team is going to the finals. In 96, that team made the trade for Wayne Gretzky. And when Gretzky joined the Blues, he joined them in Vancouver. And their opening lineup that night was Wayne Gretzky, Brett Hull at right wing, Shane Corson on the left wing, Chris Pronger on left defense, Al MacInnis on right defense, and Grant Fuhr in goal. So they had five Hall of Famers on the ice. So when you think about teams like that and realize that none of those teams got this far, it's pretty amazing.
Is there a reason we can pinpoint as to why it took so long?
There were probably issues you could point out from this season or that season that kept them from winning a cup. Injuries. I remember, I think, in 2000 when they won the President's Trophy and were the best team in the NHL, the whole team basically got the flu during the first round of the playoffs. They became the first President's Trophy team to lose the first round. But frankly, in my mind, certainly talent and chemistry and all that plays a huge part, but it becomes a crapshoot.
As a St. Louis guy, what do you think this team's success means for the city?
I was on the Blues beat during my time at the Post-Dispatch, but I was also on the Cardinal beat for about 12 years. And I've never really liked the quote-unquote baseball town description of St. Louis, or that we're supposed to associate our entire identity with the Cardinals and baseball. I mean, St. Louis is just a great sports town, and that's always been a great hockey town. When the Blues have been good, they get more than 18,000 people there. They've done that even when they're not so good. So I've always thought that hockey and the Blues have been a little bit shortchanged. There's just so much more to St. Louis than wearing red and wearing a Cardinal cap. I'm not putting that down by any means. It's a big part of our identity for sure, but it shouldn't just be our catch-all reason for getting up in the morning.
Do you think this is also something that's great for this city to rally around? It's been a tough few years for the city concerning everything that's happened here.
Without a doubt. Post-Ferguson, and really beyond that, there's a perception still. For instance, I think we're now the murder capital of the world statistically or whatever. And you always hear statistics like St. Louis continues to lose population. And we've lost a lot of corporations. So yeah, anything that makes people feel good about where they're living and that kind of thing is definitely a plus. Man, if they would win the cup, that would just take it to another level.